Hey, everybody.
And we're here.
It's Monday.
Yeah, this is a good movie.
I liked this movie a lot. This was actually, okay, so this is, I didn't actually know this because I'm stupid and wasn't really paying attention. But I guess, I haven't had Hulu that long. This movie's on Hulu. Hulu and Blumhouse, you know, the horror production company run by Jason Blum, who put out like, you know, they put out all those fucking cheap jack kind of horror movies. I think they put out that Fantasy Island movie that we saw, the horror one. So Hulu and Blumhouse got together a couple years back and started doing, it's sort of like a horror anthology series, but all of the episodes are standalone movies. And every one of the movies is based on a holiday, right? Does that make any sense? Okay. Yeah. So essentially, it's kind of like, remember way back in the day, like Showtime and they did Masters of Horror? It's like that, but Masters of Horror, those episodes were only an hour long, whereas these are like hour and a half, hour 40 minutes, whatever, like a normal movie. And there's no like frame story. There's nothing like that. They're just essentially movies that they made. And they all have like different directors.
They're in there fucking around saying that it must have been a good movie if Tom actually watched it.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
That's kind of true.
Well, because usually he'll watch like a couple minutes and then he's like, it just goes and sticks his face back into the tablet.
I got a certain fucking kind of barometer. You know what I mean? Like, I know pretty soon. Like I said, it's that 5-10 minute rule. I'll know real soon if I like it or not. This one kind of pulled me in pretty quick. So, and it delivered.
I really, really liked this one, actually. Yeah. Now, I think this came out in 2018. So this was the third episode. Now, I think there were a couple other ones before this. It was like a Thanksgiving-based one called Flesh and Blood, I think. And then I can't remember what the one before that was called. But I didn't see either of those. I just saw this one. Now, I think they're still doing this because I think this year there was for sure a Thanksgiving one because it was called Pilgrim. And I didn't see that until later. And I was like, well, shit, we should have reviewed that like for the the day before Thanksgiving, but I didn't think of it. And I think they have a New Year's one and shit too. But so this came out in 2018 and it was directed by Nacho Vigalondo, who I think he made Time Crimes, which I think somebody recommended that we watch also. And he made one called Colossal, which a lot of people liked too. So the story behind this, which is called Puka with a exclamation point, is there's this guy who's an actor, and I mean, he's an actor in real life, and he's an actor in the movie.
He considers himself to be like a serious Shakespearean type actor.
I guess he's
a pretty good actor. He's pretending to be a pretty good actor, but actually the dude that's actually playing the role is a good actor. His acting was real good.
I actually really liked him.
He's only been in a couple other movies that I've seen. He was in that...
Replicas.
That's Replicas, where, because which a lot of people didn't like that movie. I liked that movie.
It was bad, but in an entertaining way.
Yeah, in a good way. And then I think he was in Free State of Jones, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he was in Free
His
State
of
Jones.
His name is Niasha Hatendi. Yeah. And, well, the thing about it, I think he's on a show or in a movie that's called Casual that I think a lot of people have seen, so maybe people would recognize him from that. But it's like, we saw him, and I'm like, God damn, he looks so familiar. So we had to look at his IMDb, and I was like, oh, it must have been because he was in Replicas because we saw that not too long ago, and I would have recognized him from that. But he's in this, and he's, an aspiring... Well, I guess he's had work as an actor before, And he goes to L.A. and he sort of makes some intimations that he's like trying to get a fresh start. Like he's come out here on his own. He lives in this apartment building and very close to the beginning of the movie, like he's practicing the monologue of Scrooge talking to the ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Like about basically the gist of the monologue being, is this what will be or what? You know, maybe, like, can I change it, essentially, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So he's kind of, like, practicing that. And then he goes to this really very weird acting audition and gets about 3 words into the monologue before the chick behind the desk is kind of like, okay, knock that off. And then starts making him do, like, all these really weird gestures.
Hold on, Jenny. Going off on too many damn details. This is the setup. You got this dude, this black dude who's an actor, all right? He's a serious actor. He ends up on this fucking, trying to get this gig. And it's this crazy ass fucking audition having something to do with the release of this new fucking toy.
Although he doesn't know that when he goes. He doesn't know that's what it is. It's just he gets a flyer, like, in a coffee shop or something and just goes, not knowing what it's for.
And the way that shit goes, that audition goes fucking insane. And then he sees these pukas, and then they give him a puka suit, and they tell him, look, you're going to have to wear this puka suit. He's like, man, I don't want to fucking wear this puka suit. And that's just when the shit starts getting interesting. And then the next thing you know, man, this poor dude, throughout this movie, slowly loses his fucking mind. And he doesn't... It's just a weird shit. I didn't know what was happening. I was tripping out through most of the movie, but I was interested to see what was happening. And in the end, you find out what had fucking happened. And there's no... It's kind of a twist/surprise ending, but it's just... You can't blow it for the movie. You just gotta watch it. It's this fucking Puka character just starts taking over and just fucking up his life.
Can I say I love whoever designed the Puka toy as well, as because basically what the thing is that this Puka is
kind of like a domo.
It's hard to describe. It's kind of, it's on the poster. And if you look it up, you can see what it looks like. It looks like a rabbit with the, but it's very, very like sort of cute, but also like super creepy and unsettling. But its gimmick is that it's kind of like a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
But it only records what you say when it feels like it.
It's not real clear.
Sometimes it'll repeat it back to you in its nice voice, and sometimes it will repeat things back to you in its naughty voice, which sounds like Satan.
And you never know when it's going to say something.
Because it's unpredictable. Fun about the toys.
So he's got to go to these damn toy releases and sell all these fucking toys in this suit. And he meets a woman there, and she's a real estate agent, and she's got a boy, and he doesn't try to use the puka to suck up to the family, but he kind of does. And then his landlord is this...
I don't know if she's his landlord or his neighbor. I think she's just his neighbor. Her name's Red.
And she's like this...
older lady that used to be an actress back in the day.
She's this real flaky California fucking lunatic. Kinda, probably like 70, you know what I mean? And she just weird shit happens with that, and this dude is fucking losing his mind, and you're not really sure what's real and what isn't real, and he's not sure either. He doesn't know what's real or not.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of movies.
He starts losing his grip on reality. Strong point of the movie is a good soundtrack, a good story.
I liked the score, and the visuals are fantastic. I really, really like the color grading and all that kind of
stuff.
The
acting's really good. This guy, what's his name again?
His name is Nyasha Hatendi.
Nyasha, okay. He fucking knocks it out of the park. What I liked about it, though, is he was just kind of like... He's not your stereotypical fucking, like, token black guy that you'd have in a movie.
In a horror movie.
It's not what the deal is. He's kind of like a soft-spoken kind of guy, you know? He's like an average Joe, It's just you're not really sure what to expect. He's got a fucking kind of vulnerable side because he's not sure if he's losing his mind. You feel for the dude. The dude is fucking pitiful through some of this shit as he starts fucking
because he doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't know what's going on. You're like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on either. I don't know why that happened.
I don't know what the puka is up to. Right. I don't know what the...
Right. So you're like, man, I don't know either, dude. Fucking, you know, so you're kind of feeling for him. And then it all, as the story starts to unfold in those last, for about 15 minutes, you go, oh, okay.
I was like, okay. Right. And the nice thing about this, I'm not going to spoil what the twist is. It's not the most original twist. I'm like, I've seen other movies. Like I said, that
I didn't
have this.
See it coming, though.
Right, but I didn't really see that coming.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some people will. I don't really know. But I like that once you see the end, like pretty much everything is explained. Like if you think about it, you know what I mean? Like every single thing that happened, like over the course of the movie, you're just kind of like, oh, this was because of that. And that was because of that. Like everything, like it's wrapped up really nicely.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, I wasn't aware of this, but there is a sequel to this called Puka Lives, also with an exclamation point. Fun fact. Pooka Lives, which I guess came out last year or earlier this year, stars Jonah Ray and Felicia Day from the new Mystery Science Theater. So I might have to watch it just because those two were in. I know they're in other things too, but that's what I know.
I thought it was a very unique movie, even though, like I said, the twist and shit, that's happened in other
movies. It's been done before, but you know.
But it had a very unique tone to the movie. It had good quality. And I think this is the first time that I can really think of where you had a black lead in a horror movie that actually carries this fucking movie. He makes this movie.
Well, he's pretty much... I mean, he's not the only character, obviously. There's a lot of other characters, but...
But he sells this movie.
Yeah.
He's a real good actor.
He's kind of like... Most of the movie is focused on him.
Right. You know, I'm not saying, you know, fucking black people can't fucking carry a lead. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in a horror movie.
Well, they don't make a lot of horror movies with... I mean, unless it was made by Jordan Peele or something. Yeah, I was going to say, like, or Get Out or whatever.
This dude fucking kind of single-handedly sells this damn movie. This is his movie.
Yeah.
That's the way I took it.
Yeah.
He's not the only character in the movie, but I'm saying this motherfucker stars in this movie.
Yeah.
His performance was fucking really good.
Yeah, and like I said, you felt really bad for him because you weren't sure what was going... Because I thought, like, when it first started, like, when he first got the gig, like, as the Pooka, and he's going to be the only one, and you know what I mean? Because apparently the shtick is that they're only going to sell this toy, like, at one location in L.A., like, the Pooka pop-up.
Yeah.
So they're going to, like, make, like, artificial demand is what they're trying to do. So, and he's going to be the only guy in the suit, because he's assuming, just like Santa Claus, that there's going to be, like, you know, Pookas all over the place. But he's like, no, it's just you. So you think at first, like, I thought it was going to go, like, in one particular direction, but that's not really the direction it goes in, and I'm glad, like, I'm not saying, because it might have been good going in that direction, too, but it's like, I'm glad that it kind of, like, surprised me, like, which way it was going to go.
Well, and I'm telling you, the reason why the swap worked, or the twist worked, was because of his acting skills.
Yeah.
You know him as one character, and then later on, as shit starts flipping, there's a lot more to that character, new dimensions to that character coming to the story, and... His acting skills are the ones that did that.
Yeah, he really does pull it off.
If he couldn't sell that, if he didn't have the acting skills to sell that fucking twist, this movie would not have worked.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This movie is that dude's movie.
Yeah.
And he's not a real famous actor. You know, I looked at what he had been in.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of things, but it's like we had recognized him from Replicas.
I knew that dude was familiar, but I didn't know which movie I saw him in. But, no, that dude can handle a role. He's good. He's real good.
But, yeah, I really liked this. I really liked, like I said, I liked the visual design of it. Like, all the colors were, like, really saturated.
Yeah.
Like, you would see Pooka.
Yeah, the visuals were good.
Like, when Pooka was in his nice mode, he'd have, because his eyes were, like, made of, like, car headlights or bus headlights or something.
Yeah, old motorcycle like headlights, I think.
And so when he was in nice mode, the suit, like, the eyes would glow blue, and then, like, when he was in naughty mode, they would glow red, and then there'd be, like, red light in the background.
Yeah, and then sometimes the shit would go insane. There's fire going in them, and the thing's a fucking criminal and shit.
I loved the design of the Pooka. Yeah. Like, the toys, because they have, like, all these toys, too, like, in little boxes, and then the suit. And I really, really liked the design of it, because I think it just, it was that perfect balance between... Sort of cute, like cute enough that you'd understand why a kid would want it, but also like really, really, really creepy and unsettling looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they did a good job pulling that
off. Yeah, and because you're kind of swimming through most of the movie, you don't really know what's happening and why. It's that dude's acting skills selling that character is what kept my attention. If that was a shitty actor or a mediocre actor, I would have gotten bored with the movie.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have bought the character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say about the movie. I think it was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, too.
I liked it, yeah.
And, like, you know, it makes me want to watch the sequel, actually.
There's a sequel to it?
Yeah, okay, I just said that.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember I said it's got Jonah Ray and Felicia from the new Mystery Science Theater? They're in it. But, yeah, so this is pretty cool because I didn't realize that the Hulu series, in case I didn't mention it, is called Into the Dark. And like I said, it's not like a TV series per se, but it's just like a series of movies. I guess one comes out every month. and they just give them, it's just like Masters of Horror used to be on Showtime. They give them to different directors in the horror genre and say, hey, make a movie like about a holiday, and then they put it out. So as I said, I don't know, because this came out 2 years ago, and like I said, I guess they're still doing them, because I think the Thanksgiving one, Pilgrim, is on there, and I think that came out this year, and there's a New Year's one, or there's two New Year's. There's one called Midnight Kiss, and there's one called something else, which we'll probably review, like, you know, the week of New Year's or whatever. So I really like, I like that conceit, you know what I mean? Like these kind of holiday horror movies, and they're just kind of giving them to, and they're just standalone movies. It's not, yeah, like...
Mango said, you know, Vampire in Brooklyn, Night of the Living Dead, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, Night of the Living Dead. But yeah, Eddie Murphy's fucking Vampire in Brooklyn.
And Ken Foree, too. Yeah. He was, he was running a bunch of stuff.
It's just rare that... It's just rare that in horror that you have a black lead that fucking carries the entire movie. It's like it's his movie. Like I said, that's Night of the Living Dead, Vampire in Brooklyn, yeah.
Blackula. This one.
What else? Blackula. Fucking right. And Scream, Blackula, Scream. But that's not really in the modern zeitgeist anymore. That's a ways back.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a ways 70s. Back.
But that's 70s.
It's rare. Think of how many horror movies that are out there, how many of them are shitty, and how many of them, you know, just come and go. They were forgotten.
I feel like the horror genre as a whole is kind of like, it's almost kind of like there's more horror movies than any other kind of movies. Yeah. I'm sure that's not true. Maybe it's just because I'm a horror nerd, so it's like that's the ones that register with me. But
now, is this pure horror? I don't think so. I think it's got a lot of psychodrama in it.
It's this is more like a psychological, there's horror. Like, there's messed up stuff in it.
Yeah, there is.
It's not super, super gory.
It's a horror movie, kind of like in the way maybe like Jacob's Ladder or something is maybe like a horror movie or something where, or maybe it's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like
it's a losing your mind kind of fucking movie. Are you losing your mind or not? You
know, yeah.
Or what is actually happening and you're not really sure. You're not sure and he's not sure.
Yeah. And so you can commiserate.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I don't know, dude. I think you're fucking losing it. You know, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, because he's like missing time, and he starts thinking the puka suit is like walking around with Adam and shit like
that. Yeah, he's missing time. He's thinking the puka's going out and fucking shit up and killing people while he's in it or not. He's also having premonitions of the future. There's all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's happening.
It's good. I liked it.
Yeah. It wasn't until the very end, and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, somebody said Tony Todd as well from Candyman.
Yeah, that's right. Candyman, that was a good one.
That dude rules.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was a good one.
Plus, from everything I know,
his voice has a lot to do with that, and the way he looks.
God, he has the best fucking voice. Whatever happened with that?
I think this guy's a better actor than him, though.
Because Jordan Peele was remaking Candyman. I even saw a trailer for it a while back when the theaters were still open, and I was like, I was kind of excited to see that because they actually did. I don't know. It looked really good, and it was like actually a sequel. I don't think it's a remake; it's a sequel.
Yeah,
because it's that baby from the end of the first one.
Well, okay. You can put this one in here with all the black lead classics. I'd say I could put them all in there with that.
Yeah, and it's weird because I feel
that's
like
a select few.
This didn't really get a lot of. I mean, I saw a lot of horror channels that reviewed it, and most of them seemed to really, really like it.
Yeah.
But it. I don't know. Maybe because it was Hulu, and a lot of people don't have Hulu. I mean, Hulu obviously isn't as... A lot of people have it, but it's not as big as, like, Netflix or something.
And it's cast in a wide net, you know, for a wide audience in horror. It's like the way Candyman did, too. It's just good. Just good movie.
Yeah, and like good I movie. Said, I'm... Hopefully all of them are as decent as this one, this Enter the Dark series that Hulu and Blumhouse are doing, because now I kind of want to watch all the other holiday ones.
Writing was good.
Yeah.
Production was good.
I thought it was, like, that really, fucking, really
I want to see the sequel now.
I do too, and like I said, not just because, you know, the MST people are in it, but also just because I like the concept and I'm kind of interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
Because, I was going to say something, but I was like, oh, I better not, because that'd be almost kind of like a spoiler, so I better not say anything. All right, so, yeah, like I said, this is on Hulu. Somebody said earlier that they thought maybe in the UK it was on Shudder, so I don't know, like, check and see if it is. But, yeah, check it out. It's called Puka. There's also, which is sometimes what I call Pookie, too.
Yeah. And we're going to do, retrospective on Sugar Snaps.
Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps, excuse me. Sugar Snaps. If you guys haven't seen that, that was a good one. Go ahead and see it.
I've seen it a bunch of times, but I think this was, like, the first time.
That shit took me back to the late 90s hanging out with fucking my ex-wife and all her fucking goth friends and shit. All the mod goth girls, they were all like that up in Mississippi.
Yeah, we got to record that later. But that's
not... those outfits and that fucking kind of attitude and the fucking taking pictures and shit. It's another era.
Yeah.
That's some cool shit.
Glowing Turtle asks, have you guys seen Pin? I saw it many years ago. I'm sure you probably haven't seen it. It's a Canadian. I remember really, really liking it. But it needs a rewatch for sure, because I think it's been at least 15, 20 years.
It was a werewolf chick flick, kinda. It was a goth kid flick. A bunch of cute girls in it. It had a kind of a. It was a Canadian movie. It felt American though. When I saw that neighborhood, I was like, "What the fuck is that? That's not like that." She goes, "It's a Canadian movie." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Save it for the retro.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have spoiled it. I mean.
Oh, well, no, it was on the list, though, right? I thought we'd already kind of said that.
Maybe. Well, it's only the patrons know, because the patrons voted for it.
Okay, so they didn't know that was coming?
Other than, well, like I said, if you're on our Patreon, then you would know. But now everybody knows.
That's because, a couple days just anyway. Webbed.
Yeah. Couple so days. The patrons will be able to see the review
I'm
on Thursday.
It. I'm teasing it.
And then everybody else will be able to see it on Friday, just like regular. Yeah. But yeah, that'll be the next one. And that's also kind of, it's not a Christmas movie, it's a Halloween movie, because it's set around Halloween, but the fact that it's called Ginger Snaps.
I missed it when it
came
out.
You can
man.
Eat ginger snaps around Christmas, so it kind of counts.
I missed it when it came out. I wish I had seen it back then. Although, you know what? I probably wouldn't have liked it back then. It wouldn't have had the nostalgia factor. Now sure. I go back and go, oh, yeah, that's
and go,
what it was.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I remember that's what it was. The music and everything. Like,
yeah.
20 years goes by fast.
It does, yeah. Especially when you're as fucking
old
ancient
as
we are.
Yeah.
Oh, my sciatica. But yeah. Not really. I don't have sciatica. All right. But so yeah, we're going to do some more Christmas movies all this week and probably all next week too, because I picked out like a whole shit ton of Christmas horror movies that we can do. And this was the first one, like I said. It's called Pooka. It's on Hulu. So go check it out. And we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye.